Hello and welcome to Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo. Hi, Mariana.
Hi, Nathan. How art thou?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pissed off.
Why?
This episode was like another fluff.
See, I thought it was fun.
You did think it was fun, and you watched it before I did, and you said that you will like it. It's fun. And I watched it, and I waited and waited for the fun, assuming, okay, so the fun must be that they're in Portugal this episode. No.
I was just having fun with the girls.
I was not having fun with the girls.
How can you not have fun with Karen when she's slithering like Wendy? Look, like, that's fun.
There were fun moments, yeah. But there was nothing. Okay, we'll get into it.
Do you want to go straight into it?
Well, no, we can't because we have to talk about something.
A lot's been going on.
A lot.
Okay. Are you talking about the Erica Girardi, Tom Girardi split?
I was actually Devo.
Were you really?
I was Devo.
I wasn't shocked.
I was. She sold me.
She sold you.
She sold me all those times that she spoke about Tom and her marriage.
Especially last season with her crying when he said that he was proud of her. And she's crying. She's like, that means a lot.
But it wasn't even just like a Candace or Kyle cry, like that means a lot. It was a I'm going to hold in the whale because I have been waiting for that my whole adult life. Not only did you say it, but I totally believe that you mean it, and it meant a lot to her for him to say that.
And he didn't show up. He didn't. I know Corona cut her show short.
I know, but he didn't show up for opening night.
Right?
When she said it again, I think I was sold that, you know, he's busy, he runs a huge law firm. But then when you were like, I'd be pissed if my partner didn't show up, and I went, they have two planes.
Opening night.
You own your own plane. You can't get on your own plane and fly to New York.
And it's a Broadway debut. Like, it's not, you know, it's the community theatre.
It's the kind of thing that you would expect not only for him to jump on the plane, but to have a beautiful hotel suite with you and go to dinner afterwards and celebrate you. You're right. That's massive for her.
And, like, he couldn't have had some meetings in New York.
I just think that we are going to find out that she's going to – when they – I can't imagine Andy at some point when – whether they do an interview or whether it's like the end of the next season at the reunion, because obviously we're going to get a lot of her breakup on the show.
I hope so. It is interesting that she announced it on election day when no one's talking about Housewives.
Well, that's why she did it.
Smart.
She ain't stupid.
She's not.
Now – I had, of course, wondered if they had a prenup, and then remembered when I read the article about it saying that, no, they didn't have a prenup, and she made a comment. Do you recall this? She made a comment on the show. I think it was in a reunion to Andy that she made a comment saying that even if she had a prenup, because of Tom's knowledge of the law, that he would rip that thing to shreds in about 2 seconds. Mm. And she said, it's always going to be Tom's way. So I get the impression, even from that comment, that it's always Tom's way.
So are you not thinking that if she's thought this is in the works for a while, she might have been diverting some of the Housewives money, the Erica Jane money.
I think that all the Housewives Erica Jane money has always been
hers.
I don't think Tom, from the impression she's given us, is that Tom's very generous.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he would expect her to do anything with that other than save it. Because why would she be spending that money on glam if he's always paid for it?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to end up on the street.
No, I think, but really we don't know much about Tom. But I would suspect from what she's shown us of him and their relationship that he's going to set her up pretty sweet. However, I don't think she's going to end up with as much money as one might think of someone who doesn't have a prenup. I think he's going to offer and she's going to go, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
As you said, and like when we text, you said she's got a storyline.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think she'll be on the show?
I think she'll be on the show.
I mean, I think she'll have to.
Mm-hmm.
She's too shrewd to not see that income as something necessary.
Oh, she needs it.
Yeah.
And I think the show, unless they wipe the Beverly Hills board and just get lots of new people in, they need a couple of people to stay because they got rid of Teddy, right? And Denise is gone.
To have all new characters straight off the bat, I don't think is a good idea.
No, I think Eric has got enough staying power now.
Yeah.
if this didn't happen, I could have seen that last season being her end.
I think so. I think someone like Andy would say this could be a really interesting season for her.
Yeah.
Let's see how it plays out. As long as she's willing to play it out on the show, she may not want to. And if she'd be silly, because if she turns around and says, "I'm happy to show what it's like to be single, but I don't see her going on any dates in the first season."
No, just because I know what think
she's
about
like,
that.
Just because I know what she, well, I know what she's like. Like, she's my friend. The way that she is calculated about how she shows and what she shows.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her going on dates in the first season. I think she would see that as disrespectful to Tom. I can't see her saying anything negative about Tom.
Then maybe she shouldn't come back.
Maybe she shouldn't.
Because she doesn't show her son. No. She doesn't show much about herself except for, what she wants
to. The only thing we see is her and Tom talking in the kitchen table, and occasionally the girls come over for dinner and Tom's there, tells one story about some person who's dead and moves on.
Yeah. Maybe it would be really dull.
It could be interesting. I just can't imagine her being as open with that as someone else would. Lisa Rinna, we know she ain't leaving Harry Hamlin anytime soon, if ever. But if someone like her, she'd show it all.
All of it. Yeah. Mention it all.
She would mention it all, so.
What else happened this week? Did you watch Below Deck?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I do.
Nice to have it back.
I realised as I was watching it that the reason why I love the Below Decks is because it's just fun. It's light fun. It's not serious. Mm-hmm. It's not, there's no dark beat down.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Kate. Yeah.
What do you think of the new Chief Stew?
She seems fine.
She seems all right, but they're already setting it up that she's a perfectionist and her stewardesses are going to cry. Like, it's already been set up.
Yeah.
But I think she's all right. I think she could be Kate 2.0. I just don't know. Kate's sense of humour is so dry and so funny that I'm definitely going to miss Kate. I love her. She's great TV.
She's great TV. And I don't know, because of the Rona.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going to be a short season, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They get the Rona on board, don't they?
Well, I don't know if they get the Rona, but they're overseas in an industry that was shutting down.
Yeah.
So, like, apparently it was, February 11th? That the charter started.
We noticed that because they were putting the dates up for that very reason.
And so when it all went to shit in March, like, I guess you got to get back to your country or you can't fly out.
But so many of them, when we watch reunions for Below Deck Med, most of them were here, there and everywhere. Like, they were caught on boats.
Yeah.
Most of them were, because after the show they would all go straight away and jump on another boat. That's their job.
I don't know. I'm interested to see that.
Me too.
And like usually with these other Housewives shows, I'm like, oh, the coronavirus. Not that interested seeing it pop up in the storyline. But I think like Below Deck's different because it's overseas.
I agree. Yeah. Yes. And that way you get an insight to how corona has affected people in other parts of the world. I'm not interested to know how the Orange County ladies can't go to
not
their yoga class. Or
have you still been watching this season?
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't.
I've watched it.
It's fine.
Basically, okay, so I get up at the 5:30 most mornings and I like to watch TV straight away. It's just my thing, so be it. But I need something I don't need to focus on. Like, I just need – most people get up and they dick around on social media for a while. I don't. So that's kind of – I'll watch something that I don't need to be awake for. So that's – yes.
So OC is good for 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, like I don't watch it the night it comes out.
Yeah.
So I just sit there and go, oh, cool, that's something for me to watch in the morning when I'm half asleep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I'm watching it.
You're watching it.
Yeah. I'm not – I don't have any expectation. I don't sit there and – when it comes up, I don't go, woohoo, OC. I'm like, oh, yeah, when I've got nothing to watch, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we get into this ep?
Let's do it.
So it's episode 14.
Yeah.
God is flying by.
It is.
And it's titled Hats Off, Shade On. Is that what it is? Shades
Hats
On?
Hats Off, Shades Off.
Shades Off. Okay.
Is it Shades Off or Shade? Oh, Shades Off. Shade Off?
I don't know. I had an autocorrect mistake, so I can't read.
I think it's Shades Off.
No, it'd be Shade On. Shades On.
Is it?
Because they're being shady.
Oh.
I think that's the pun.
I thought it was referring to that point when Candace rocks up with her fucking sunnies on. Oh, you're right. Hats off, shades on. I'm such a loser.
I had shads on when I wrote it down, so I couldn't have been confident. So
shades on. I literally just wrote, oh, I'm such a spaz. All right, hats anyway, off, shades on, blah.
And we get the little previously on. And first of all, I just want to say I'm sick of seeing Michael in his undies.
Can I say I skip the previously on all the time?
It's always the shot of Michael in his undies from Gossip in the City blog or whatever.
I listen to the first 5 seconds to see if it's if they're going to show us something different, because sometimes they do.
No.
But I knew it was like, no.
Him and his undies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we start with Monique walking the streets, handing out flyers for a podcast.
With her children.
What did you think of that? The whole flyers for the podcast thing again.
Look, they're only doing it because some idiot told them to print flyers. It's not 1997. Flyers ain't going to cut it. The only time you need a flyer is if you are planning a rave and you want to stick it to a telegraph pole. Yeah. That's it.
Or it would work for an industry that's like, you know, pest control, fridge maintenance, maybe.
Yeah. You know, roof painter. I see those and I think, oh, good for you.
You're not going to pick up a thing that says, listen to my podcast, and then what, are you going to go and search the podcast? Just send an email.
Well, it's so stupid.
So stupid. I thought that was so funny.
Handing out flyers, that's just reeks of desperation.
I know, and she's doubled down. She's just...
What idiot said, let's do flyers? Like, I thought those flyers were for a letterbox drop.
It should have been.
Well, you know, I don't know.
She sucks.
She only did it so that it could be on the show. So she could mention her podcast.
Well, she
again.
Can't do anything else.
Well, no.
They've locked her out.
They've locked her. It's true.
They've locked her out.
Sad. But we could have just had a scene with fucking T'Challa.
I would have watched it.
Just put T'Challa in the middle of the room. Like you know when they do that pet cam so that when people go out and they can see video of their pets, they should have had T'Challa out of the cage with just pet cam. That's all I would have cared.
T'Challa should have his own podcast.
Watching T'Challa poop in the kitchen sink, poop on the fruit in the fruit basket, that'd be funny.
Live stream it like Big Brother.
That's T'Challa after dark.
So then we get a couple of those, more of those like little few second clips.
Yeah.
So Ashley's feeding Dean, who's teething. Cool. Wendy's fake calling people to get them to register to vote.
And no one's home.
Were you buying that?
I wasn't buying it. I don't buy Wendy.
I'm off Wendy.
I am not paying a buck and a quarter for that.
Officially off her.
Sorry, she can keep her $1.25. I don't want her.
And did you notice Christmas decorations going up in, like behind people in these scenes?
No.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That is exciting. If I had noticed that, I would have been more interested. But as soon as I saw these little ones, I just started looking up and then quickly typing what was going on.
Well, what about when you heard the mooing with like the carousel going past?
Honey,
like,
I also wrote Candace is mooing like a cow.
And like the ducks were running away and the house was shaking.
And production got the screen to shake.
I know. So it was her doing vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, but she wasn't even with a vocal coach. She was with Cliff.
I know.
Her gay.
And one thing I hate about Candace is whenever she has a friend by, she's like, oh, we met at Howard Uni. And I'm like, you're the Wendy of Howard Uni. You're always bringing it up.
She is.
She did it last episode too.
She did too.
She's their Wendy. And I don't know if that's like, I've done vocal warm-ups.
Yeah. I've never had to moo. I've done them.
Never mooed.
No. I'm thinking of it now. I don't want to hurt your ears.
Do it.
No.
Just lean back from the mic and do it.
Like,
And why was she wearing like a pearl tiara?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I really hate her.
When I heard the mooing, I was like, is someone dying? And then I went, no. Oh, Candace is turning into a cow. No. Oh, singing practice. Like, good Lord. And then he says something like, be a vacuum cleaner. So that's what she was trying to be, a vacuum cleaner. And she's loving herself. And then I don't know why she starts crying in the tissue corner again.
Oh, because she said she's been using music as a crutch to get through tough times. Fuck off.
You know what? Housewives is supposed to be my crutch to get through tough times. So now I have to fucking put up with Candace.
Very good point.
I ain't crying in a tissue.
Yeah, she's saying how it's like one of the hardest times of her life.
Oh, my God. She's one of the hardest times of my life.
But, like, surely she's been through harder stuff.
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's just so hard.
She's hard work.
She's such hard work. She's ruining the joy that is Potomac for me. After she got her head whacked in, I wish she'd leave.
Oh, I hope she leaves.
I wish that Monique was still around and Candace was in exile.
Me too.
Like, if she's having all this PTSD, then how is she able to leave the house?
Very good point. She's always out and about.
She's fucked up. Oh, like I'm actually, I don't know. I don't think I'm beyond the point, but I think I'm in a spot where I'm not enjoying disliking Candace. I'm hoping that I'll get out of that.
If she stops playing the victim, I'd have a lot more time for her.
Because the thing is, she used to be like kind of ditzy. And I'd just be like, oh, my God, I can't believe she said it. The situation and the fact that she would do what she did was funny. It was funny to laugh at her. Now it's not even funny to laugh at her. She's ruined it.
She's ruined it.
She's ruined everything, basically. Goodbye, Kyle. Goodbye.
So then we go to the next scene. And so Giselle's wearing some sort of wildling outfit from Game of Thrones.
Oh, like, is this when they do the high tea?
Yes. What the fuck was that?
What was Robin wearing? She was in some bedazzled, studded black suit. Like a
power suit.
Yeah, but then she put fucking like, not rhinestones, but little metal bits. Oh.
It reminded me of like that episode of The Simpsons where Marge buys that dress.
I know.
And she has to like redo the dress to make
Chanel
it look different.
Suit. Yeah. Who cuts up a Chanel suit, Marge Simpson?
Marge
no
does.
One puts scissors to a Chanel suit.
Yeah, so Robin looks like what Marge's Chanel yes. suit looks like at the end of all the reconstructions.
I like that analogy. That was good.
And was Giselle also wearing like slides?
Yes.
And the camera zoomed in on them?
She did say to Robin, I forgot my shoes. So she must have done that thing where you run out of your house and in your driving shoes. Who drives in slides? What an idiot. And then forgot her heels inside.
Why is she wearing this big like fluffy wildling jacket?
What?
With like, bare feet pretty
aren't
much.
Aren't you all supposed to be rich? Pop down to the store and buy a new pair of heels.
On your way to the set.
That's what
yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump would do. She'd be sitting there with a shopping bag. Someone would say, what is in there? And she's like, oh, these are my slides. I forgot my shoes, so I had to go and buy a new pair of shoes. So I just put my sandals in there. Because she wouldn't have fucking $30 slides like Giselle. She'd have Balenciaga ones. Who's throwing those out?
And God bless the cameraman for zooming in.
And did you notice her toenails?
I did.
Desperate need of a pedicure. There is nothing worse than scungy nail polish on your toenails. Just take it off. It wasn't like she went and got a shellac. She painted those herself.
What? Yeah. Well, what's she so busy doing?
I know. You don't have a job.
I know.
Go and get a pedicure and buy a new pair of shoes,
You're
bitch.
On TV.
I know. She had a manicure. She didn't get a pedicure.
You're at the same place. Get them to do your feet while you're there.
Do them at the same time.
Yes.
If you tell them you're in a rush, they'll do both at the
it's
same time.
It's called a mani-pedi.
I know.
Anyway. Yeah. So they're at this high tea thing because they want to talk to Karen.
Yeah.
Because Giselle sort of frames it like, she's concerned about Karen. And I'm like, bitch, you just want to bring up her issues on camera.
No one's buying it. Yeah. You're just trying to be messy so that there's a reason for you to stay on the show.
She's so messy.
I reckon she's got one more season acting like this and people are going to get tired of it because I'm starting to.
Yeah, she needs to be taken down a peg.
She does. She's too one note. You can call what she's going to say. So it's no longer funny when you're waiting for the punchline because you know what it is.
I do like at least that Giselle was throwing Wendy under the bus by saying Wendy told us all of this stuff.
Yeah, but then she's throwing everyone under the bus.
Yeah.
Everybody. The day she throws Robin under the bus, that will be a sight to see. Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because Giselle cares more about herself than she does about Robin. She cares more about herself than everyone, which is why she keeps throwing everyone under the bus.
Yeah. I did love when Karen rocks up and she calls Giselle and Robin the green-eyed bandits in like confessional. She's like, I've got to watch out for the green-eyed bandits.
I do like that one.
Because they are green-eyed bandits.
They are. I mean, she's been calling them that since Robin came on the show, so I love it. I haven't heard it for a while, though.
It's so funny. And she's just like, I'm ready for it.
Yes.
God bless you, Karen.
Or what does she say? She's like, I'm red day. I like that. I like that. She's so got Giselle's number, it's not funny.
She
knows who she is. She's not even bothered by it anymore.
She's not.
Like,
she knows.
She gives a shit for it, but she's not upset.
No, no. And the other thing, so this is a funny episode, I thought, because then when Giselle asks about Robin's hat business and calls it embezzled instead of embellished.
And look, that was shade. And that's what I mean. Even to her so-called friend, Robin, she's throwing shade.
But wasn't it funny?
That was funny. But then Karen calls her out. She knew what she was doing and said, you ain't funny.
But she is.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm just in a mood. I don't know. I didn't.
But at least Robin laughed with it.
I know, but I didn't laugh at it. I didn't think it was particularly funny.
I wrote, ah, ha, 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 in my notes.
I'm not offended. It's not that I thought it was rude or unfunny. It was just, again, like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm so used to it that I just, it's almost like, it's like, that was an easy one. Like, give me a good one.
It was good. You're being too critical.
Okay, fine.
So, so Robin says she wants all the ladies to do a photo shoot to be models for her ugly hats. Except
for Monique. God, I wrote the same thing. I wrote her ugly hat.
They're so ugly. I can't get over
it. They're so cheap looking. That's it. Like, whether they're ugly or not, which they are, they just look like the hats cost too fitty.
Like that print with the love hearts on the hats, that looks like you'd get it on like a phone case cover in Beijing or Bangkok.
Well, she said that she designed it. So you know you can like, you know when you go on those websites and you put your own print designing thing and then they send it to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what she said she did with one of the hats.
So fug.
So she did. I reckon she's still getting that same company to produce them.
So fug.
So fug.
Smart plan to get the girls to model them.
Oh, very smart plan, which I'm sure was production's idea anyways. But
production, like, we'll throw you a bone, babe.
How do we get my hats into – oh, well, yeah, you got to pay off your taxes.
Yeah, 90K.
Oh, my God.
Was it this episode when Giselle in confessional was like, it's only 4K?
Oh, she was pretending. And she knew.
Producer's like, it's 90, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, she it is later.
She is a bitch to Robin.
She is a bitch to Robin. That was no mistake. That's your supposed best friend. Not best friend on the show, actual best friend.
Yeah.
You know.
I was still eating it up, though.
Nah, I was just like, oh, that's bullshit. I think that's what it is. It's that I know she's not joking anymore. Like, I know she's not. Yeah. Like, she's completely aware of what she's doing, whereas for a long time there I was along for the ride and I didn't know that that's what she was doing. So now I'm like cluey.
You've seen behind the curtain.
Now I'm cluey like Karen. Yeah, anyway, no one cares. Go.
I love when Karen says she got a text about the taxes.
Yes.
And she asks if it's true and she says, the chickens have come home to roost.
Well, that's because of all the fucking Uncle Ben comments and stuff with Ray. And she was gracious. And then, of course, Giselle uses that as a segue to ask Karen about her shit. This is what I mean. Like, she's not trying hard to be subtle anymore.
But it's making Karen look great.
It is making Karen look great, but it's also not making me laugh. Because she used to be more subtle, or maybe I just didn't know her shtick.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just loving how Karen's like, I got you, I'm not celebrating this.
Yes.
And then when they do bring up the Wendy tea, and Karen's just doing a lot of like reactions with her face, like a lot of lip work.
Yes.
she's a star.
I did like that. Karen is a star. She knew exactly what was going down.
Uh-huh. And she calls it out pretty quickly.
Unless she was so drunk at the lake house that she doesn't exactly remember what she said, because it's not like production has shown her
stuff. She was pretty drunk.
Maybe she forgot that she said that. Because I forgot that she said that until we got the flashy.
What she says is, she says what Wendy has been saying is a reach, which I think Wendy has twisted it a little bit.
It is a reach, and I think Giselle has made it into a further reach.
Yes.
Because Giselle said that it was stressful for Karen because she wanted her money back. And it's like, who said it was stressful? No one said it was stressful. Girl was just drunk and in a joking way went, I want my money back.
Yeah.
Like when they did the flashing, I'm like, she's fucking joking around. She's drunk joking around. So I'm not saying there's not truth into it. But if you're Wendy and you don't know her, wouldn't you take that as she said it in a joking way?
Well, I don't know why Wendy was running her mouth. No one else in that room was running their mouth.
Well, because Wendy doesn't like Karen. And to be honest, when doesn't Wendy run her mouth? Wendy tells everyone everything.
I know. She's the most opinionated first housewife.
I know.
First season housewife.
She cannot be the person ever who says, I told you that in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
She cannot. Like, if you're the person that says, if you tell me something, I'm going to share it, then everyone knows that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She can say that. I never said I wasn't going to say it. You never told me not to say it, so I'm saying it.
Yeah,
that
but like,
I would at least go fair enough.
You're getting drunk with your girlfriends in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, there is a code. You don't repeat anything anyone says.
And like, even though it's on camera.
True. And I did write that. When Karen sort of said that wasn't cool, I was like, Karen, it's on camera. What, like.
But like, Karen could be happy for it to be brought up at the reunion. It's different when your storyline becomes that because that of that bitch bringing it up.
Because when you're in reunion, you can say one thing to it and chuck a Ramona, like, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. I didn't think of it in that way because I did write, well, what does Karen expect? It's filmed. But I think at this stage, Karen doesn't know that she said it. But I reckon at reunion, she'll say it was a joke.
Yeah, probably.
I think it was a joke, but at the same time, I'm not buying it that it's 100% joke.
No, from what we know about their relationship at the moment, her and Ray, like, it is a bit dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to say bitchy things. I don't know if I could keep my mouth shut that drunk, even if a camera was there.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. And I do like how Karen admits that she called Wendy ignorant.
Yes.
Which, I mean, that's something to watch.
Look, I think Wendy was being ignorant in that setting.
She was.
Just because you have an education, it doesn't mean you're not ignorant.
Oh, like, that pissed me off so much.
Me too.
We'll talk about that later.
Me too. Me too.
And then Karen brings up the medical blackouts argument again.
Oh, that really bothers me. That, stop saying it. She's really digging that grave.
Yeah, I don't know what argument she thinks she's making.
She's not making exactly what it is. I don't know what argument she thinks she's making. Perfectly put, Nathan.
Yeah, but I loved. Karen got me back on side when she did the impression of Wendy walking down the stairs.
Yes, when she slithered. She did.
Wasn't it so on point?
It was so funny and it was so true.
And she's like, I'm not afraid of Wendy.
But they were all laughing too. Both Robin and Giselle were laughing.
It was very funny.
It was funny. Karen was hilarious. Karen doesn't generally get up off her seat for a lot, so that was funny.
I mean, she had, because that's what she did. She slithered. Oh, my God. I just thought it was so funny.
Oh, totally. No, I loved it. I was clapping when I watched that part.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we go to Wendy. And she's kicking a soccer ball inside the house, which is just irresponsible.
True.
Like, aren't you going to knock over a vase or something?
What are you teaching your kids?
Go outside.
What happens if they kick that? Does she have an outside?
I'm just thinking maybe she doesn't have a yard.
Surely. These women need to have yards and double ovens, or why are we watching them?
Right. Well, we only ever see her living room and her kitchen where she's giving out breast milk.
True. I think we've seen a bedroom. I don't know.
I don't know. But oh, we probably have.
Who knows? Who cares? I know.
And she brings up her storyline about disappointing her mother, which is boring.
Oh, my God.
I'm over her
mother.
If
I have to hear about her immigrant background one more time, and look, I can say that. My parents were immigrants also. And I do get that point of having immigrant parents. There is that pressure that education is very important because it's what can get you to a different financial level than them, because obviously when my parents came to Australia, they didn't have great educations. However, even if they did, those educations wouldn't be recognised.
Yep.
So they're like, you know, you have to get your education so you don't have to be a labourer and all that sort of stuff. So I get it.
Mm.
And I'm not suggesting that her parents aren't, you know, more strict and more and stress that more than mine. So therefore it could be like out of control painful. But she's overselling the point.
Yeah, she's bragging in everything she says.
I know. And it's almost like she's saying it for the cameras. It's like, so is someone going to give you a job because you got immigrant parents and 4 degrees?
She wants that chair at The View. She wants that job.
Wait, did you listen to the Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, my like fairy godmother?
Yeah.
She
said, he's like, you'd be great on The View. And she was like, oh, really?
As if I would that love wasn't that. Planned before Mr. Pellegrino.
100%.
Sorry.
Calling you out there,
Dan. Oh, I don't get how he likes her. He's smarter than that.
Well.
What does he love about her?
I liked her the first few episodes.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I've seen the error in my ways.
I'm in a fucking mood. I am a cow today.
You're milling like Candace.
I just got compared to Candace. Where's my wine? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that a Candace?
That was a good Candace.
Yeah, I know. I annoyed
just get the tissue and just dab
I your annoyed my – well, I can't be eucalyptus, but I did annoy myself in that one. So, yeah.
Good.
Ugh.
But, yeah, Wendy's like – says that she's hurt that Karen called her ignorant because she has degrees. And I'm like, this is Karen's whole point. Degrees doesn't mean you're not ignorant.
100%. And that comment alone makes you ignorant.
She's so fucking ignorant.
That is an ignorant comment. She made an ignorant comment about ignorance.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And then she was practicing posing with her kids. What the fuck was that?
And then she starts in a confessional talking about the fact that she wants to give them more freedom and let them try to do things and not pressure them. I'm like, bitch, you're the one that made them pose.
Right?
What has that got to do with them doing what they want? That's but them doing what you want them to do.
Why were they posing? There were no cameras.
I don't.
It's like they weren't taking photos.
I don't understand. What? It was creepy.
Yeah, I'm done with Wendy.
Yeah.
So then we move on.
Ciao, Wendy. Goodbye, Wendy. Goodbye, Wendy.
Gone with the wind, Wendy.
I love that. I keep forgetting that part. I just keep doing the Ken and goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Oh, that was good. I've never heard that part of your octave range before.
My lower register.
Yeah, it kind of freaked
me. Goodbye, Kyle.
It kind of freaked me out. Stop.
All right.
Get back up here with me.
So Ashley's at the therapist's office. Is that better? Yeah. So what did you think of Ashley's visit to Dr. Donna?
I think it was very relevant to her storyline, so I'm glad it was in there. Look, I mean, her telling Dr. Donna that she thinks that she and Michael made progress with their couples therapy, I'm not buying that.
No, they did not make progress.
I don't know what that therapy session, like what discussions that therapy session led to at home, so maybe, but...
Michael needs therapy individually.
I just don't know if, I mean, can a narcissist improve? I suppose they can if they want to. But yeah, she said that she and Michael are unhappy sexually, that she doesn't feel sexy, that she feels
like a utility
for Dean.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
The fact that she has postpartum and that Michael is even bringing up that he is basically missing their sexual relationship in the way that he's bringing it up.
Uh-huh.
Lets me know that Michael cares about himself. Like, Michael loves Michael more than Michael loves Ashley.
100%.
And I'm not even saying that to be bitchy. I'm saying that to be fact. And that is a red flag. That is, this is why I think he's a narcissist, because and that is pure narcissistic behavior. And that to me is someone who is not ready / capable of being in a relationship. Why, oh, why would you have children with someone like that?
And she's internalized it, because she says, when Michael's kissing me, it's like, that's not for you, that's for Dean. And then she says that she feels like that's not fair to Michael. And I'm like, why are you worried about Michael going through
it? I can understand that. You're worrying about how your partner isn't feeling fulfilled by you, because that's your wish that you do that for him.
Michael, have a wank.
Because he's constantly saying that,
she's
repeating his rhetoric. She's not feeling it for herself, perhaps. And she's believing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's her fault. She's got postpartum.
Yeah.
She has a chemical imbalance. She has done nothing wrong.
And they do that questionnaire thing. I think you were saying something the other week.
Oh, about the mental health assessment. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've done one.
And she's just saying how she feels like she's struggling and that she's in a fog.
Oh, my God. So the questions, I look forward with enjoyment to things. Definitely less than I used to, she answers. I have felt scared or panicky for no good reason quite a lot. I have been so unhappy that I have been crying quite often. Quite often basically means almost every day, but not every day.
That's really sad to watch, hey?
Yeah. It's for me, so obviously I go to therapy. I'm on antidepressants. And I did that mental health assessment, and I'm like, I don't feel sorry for her, not because I shouldn't, but that's not where my head goes, because my head self goes to, yeah, been there, done that. Not in a fucking way, but in a that's not foreign to me way.
Okay. For me, I was sort of like, that's sad for me to watch it her is, going through it. But like, at the same time, I'm glad she's in the right space for it with the doctor
it's
there.
It's not that I don't feel sad for her. It's that I sit there and go, it's almost like I'm like, that's okay. It's normal for her to answer those questions in that way, because that's how I answered those questions.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm like, yeah, that's normal. Which I know that sounds really trippy now when I say it.
Mm.
But for me, because comparing it to my own experience, her responses are normal.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Which is like really fucked up. Which is why, like, from episode one, I'm like, she got postpartum.
Yeah, you clocked it straight away.
Because, well, you know, when you're depressed, you get, you know, you recognize depression in others and
like
things.
Like gaydar.
I don't think I've got great gaydar.
You don't?
No, you would think that I would. But I have been told by gays that I'm off.
Sometimes you'll get surprised by someone.
Yeah, I reckon I'm off. I've been told by someone who has impeccable gaydar that I'm off. Right. Like, I know someone like 99% of the time he'll get it.
You can just spot from the shorts that they're wearing.
Really?
Yeah. If the shorts are above the knee, gay. Below the knee, they're straight.
You don't reckon they're like those 20-something-year-old straighties who, like, you know, with the moustache?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe people are less straight than they used to be.
Oh, thank God. Maybe people will be more interesting then.
Maybe. Oh, speaking of interesting.
Like, Candace would be Candace. Way more interesting if she, like, butchied Fika. I'd be interested in something she had to say then. Right.
What was that scene with her with Chucky in the studio? What the fuck? Who did she pay? Who did she blow to get Chucky to say he wants to sign her to her label?
I think he wanted to be on the show.
And that was the condition?
I think he wanted to be on the show and he figured out how to be on the show. I don't even think it was a condition. I think he figured it out himself.
Why? What's he get out of it?
Exposure. Okay. I don't know.
Hasn't he worked with, like, Little Kim or whatever? Like,
he's worked with heaps of people. Who knows? Maybe he's just, because a lot of celebrities watch these shows, maybe he's just good publicity reminding you all I'm out here.
Yeah, okay.
Like, how many celebs watch these Housewives?
Yeah.
Stacks.
And she sounded better than Luann ever has.
Look, I have to say he did a really good job with her song. I was just like, okay, it just doesn't sound bad, but if I have to hear that one more time. Okay, I know I'm going to hear it one more time if I have to hear it more than once.
But the thing is, it doesn't even sound like her.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely, it doesn't sound like her. That is why I liked it. But she wrote the lyrics to that, didn't she?
She says she did.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if Chris wrote them.
Well, weren't they her vows or something?
She wrote the song for Chris.
Yeah, for their wedding. Yeah, and this is the remix of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
She performed it at the wedding, no?
Yeah, she did.
Who performs a song at their own wedding unless you are the Celine Dion?
Narcissists.
She's exactly. Another one. Which is why I've always said she and Michael should get together.
Perfect.
They'd be perfect.
Her husband already looks the same.
They justify everything for each other.
And did you think when he says, I want to sign you to my label, and she starts crying, that's the first time we've ever seen her cry for real?
Because I wrote in my notes, oh my God, actual tears.
Actual tears.
This is the first time she has cried on camera properly.
Yeah, wasn't that odd?
Actual tears.
She wasn't crying like that.
She's never cried with tears.
The past few weeks,
ever,
at least.
Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't say that for a fact like I did. But
at least this season.
I don't recall seeing tears come out of her eyes before, nope. Including after she got smacked in the head.
Exactly. So then I'm thinking, she's fake. Well, we already thought she was faking crying. Yeah. But now I'm really believing it.
Yep. I agree. Totally.
And then she said she was in a girl group in high school and almost got signed. What the fuck was that about?
I want to hear about one of these other girls. I want to hear the actual story, not the Candace story.
Yeah.
Because she said, she said she was offered a record deal with her girl group. Her parents took the contract to an entertainment lawyer who told them it was a bad deal. So she put it on the back burner.
That doesn't sound right. Try and get another deal.
Well, it doesn't mean anyone else would want to sign them.
I do want to hear from those other girls.
I want to hear from those other girls, yeah. All those other girls' parents. I want to hear from a reputable source and not Candace and Dorothy.
Yeah.
What the actual deal was, because I just don't believe anything Candace says.
Neither.
No.
And then Chucky whips out warm champagne from like a box and they drink out of little plastic cups.
I know.
How tacky.
It was just for the scene. And just so he could say that line, which was, may all their pain be champagne.
I just thought it was so unglamorous.
Yeah, it was. And there's no way Ramona would have drank out of those plastic cups. She would have gone, nope.
No way.
No way.
No way at all.
No. That's the one time. Who was it in New York? Someone said, no, it wasn't New York. It was Beverly Hills and it was Dorit and she didn't want to drink out of a particular glass because it wasn't the right glass.
Yes.
I fucking loved that.
I hated Dorit at first, but now I really like her.
Now I'm like, at the time I probably rolled my eyes, but now I'm like, you fucking go, Dorit.
I know.
Because this is what we want to see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, look, I'm going to say it. It's going to be rude and controversial, but we're all thinking it and it needs to be said. I don't want to see poor housewives.
Oh, God, no.
I want to see Dorit spend $16,000 on a dinner setting at Hermes. Yep. That's what I fucking want to see.
And even if they're not legitimately rich, I want them to spend as if they're rich and then get into financial trouble.
That's exactly what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, it's Teresa Giudice's entire Housewives saga storyline.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it – and she's still the favorite on Jersey.
Well, you know what? When I was rewatching like the early seasons of Housewives, that was all when there was the like a huge depression, like the global financial crisis, and they were just living like it didn't affect them.
I know.
And you could sort of see in little bits and pieces when people were like, this is pretty fucked. Like Jill Zarin gets an interview with like a reporter and the reporter's like, how can you live with your conscience like this?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I hope now with a bit more financial crisis happening.
Yes.
We get to see some
backlash.
Okay,
hold on. What if, and this is just me making up my own fantasy storyline, which I actually don't want it to happen because I do think he's a cutie patootie. What if after Erica divorces Tom, we find out he's got no money? Because let's face it, that house has needed repair for many seasons, and there's been no, hey, let's do filming at my house while we repair it. Remember when she was, there was a scene once and she was near the pool with Tom and there were broken pool tiles?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, we need to get that fixed. And her house looks,
has a chapel.
And how old does it look? Mm. Like there's a very strong beige / brown feel in that house, which is quite 90s, right?
Yeah.
That house hasn't had a lick of paint since the 90s.
But she spent so much money on Mikey to fly him to Hong Kong to do a glam.
Well, why aren't they renovating the house? I don't know. Like maybe we're going to find out that because I actually think Tom's adorable. I like him.
If he went to her opening night, I would like him.
Yeah, okay. I've got to keep reminding myself of
theater,
that.
Theater kids got to stick together, you know?
That's true.
Anyway, so done with Candace. Fuck her off.
Yeah.
Then we're at T'Challa's house.
Yeah, we're at T'Challa's.
Monique's unpacking the dishwasher. And
I didn't even notice she was unpacking the dishwasher. I was just looking at the T'Challa.
She was busy. And she was, and
oh,
she was
she's
trying
always
to get,
busy.
She was trying to get Chris to do stuff.
To help her get the kids ready for school. And he's in the bathroom doing a shit.
I know.
Sorry.
And baby Chris threw him under the bus and he was like, Dad's pooping.
Oh my God.
And Monique's just like,
he's
frazzled.
Always doing that.
Always pooping.
Okay, I get it. You got three kids and two of them have to go to school. Okay, you know what? I mustn't get it because I was just like, she's trying to make it sound more hectic than it is.
She is. And she's helicopter co-parenting Chris because whenever Chris does anything, she's
like, she goes
like,
and redoes it.
Yes.
Like you didn't need to brush that kid's hair. It looked fine. It looked the same after you brushed it.
And he was getting annoyed.
Like Chris did his son's hair and she literally goes to brush it again. I'm like, bitch, there's no difference. And two, sit down.
And like, I know she can say,
she's stressing everyone out with her stressy tone, but you didn't actually do anything.
And I was thinking like, yeah, I suppose it's understandable. The charges have been filed or whatever. But I was like, she was like this before the SmackDown.
Just like, maybe you need to stop drinking coffee, take a fucking Xanax and chill the fuck.
Take a Xanax and calm down.
Oh, Ramona. Yeah. I love it. But like, I get that she had prepped all this stuff for the kids already because, like, when Chris was saying, she goes, no, she's having mac and cheese, so she doesn't need a. But you've already done that. You, in that particular scene, she didn't do anything that needed doing.
No, she was just.
Chris
flitting
did.
Flitting around.
Yeah, she was stressing me out. Like, Monique, I'm starting to not like you. Calm the fuck down.
She needs other people in her scenes that aren't her family or her bird.
She does. And I'm almost. Okay, this is really slack. But in that scene, I'm like, I'm impressed that Chris still wants to fuck her because I just be like, bitch, can you go in the other room? You're stressing me out.
Well, Chris is a very horny person, as we know.
Well, maybe she needs to participate in that more and just chill the fuck out.
She does. She needs to chill. So the next scene is at Giselle's teardown cabin in the woods.
Oh.
And they're putting up her garage. Cool.
Whoopty fucking doop.
I know.
It's a garage. We are housewives.
I know.
Unless
you're right.
It's a champagne room at Charisse's house, we don't care about your reno.
Too much reno going on.
Until we see her walk-in closet, we don't give a fuck about the rest of the house.
You see nicer shit on the block.
Okay, I don't watch the block, but
no
I
one
bet,
does. No. But you see nicer shit.
I'm sure you. You see nicer things at the Bunnings with their makeshift kitchens. They're nicer than this. They're not makeshift. They're prefab. All of this was prefab.
It was so prefab.
Come on.
And then Ashley comes and laughs at Giselle's coochie hair.
Oh,
coochie hair. I'm blushing at that as well.
Yeah, I'm blushing at that.
And I did laugh again at how Ashley was like, is this safe? Because last time
it was
condemned.
See, I love that.
It's a funny episode.
Okay, there are funny bits. Okay, you're right.
Chris is doing a poop.
Okay, that's funny.
Karen's imitating Wendy.
Okay.
It's funny.
There were funny bits that I expected when you said it was funny. Oh, no. You said it was fun. I expected them to be doing fun things.
No.
And there was no fun things to be had. No fun
things. And did you sort of think that at least the house did look a bit better than before?
It looked cleaner.
It looked cleaner. Okay. And did you also get the sense that Giselle was uncomfortable that Dean was there?
Yes.
What the fuck?
She kept bringing it up.
She really did.
Oh, Dean's here. I think she's – okay, so obviously I don't know the time between scenes or how long the scenes take and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand that Ashley brings Dean everywhere.
Yeah.
And so even though there's like – because there's like a week between me seeing it, but it's not like that for them. So I'm wondering if she's like, oh, and Dean's here again.
But also it's a kid. Like,
I know.
It's a baby.
I know. I agree. And look, Giselle would be the first person if she had a baby. She'd be bringing the damn baby.
She already brings fucking Grace around all the time. How much should we have to see of Grace this season?
I know. And the other one. We don't even mention the other one.
Well, I don't hate the other one as much to remember their name.
Actually, there's another two. There is? I forgot. She got three kids.
I only hate Grace and the others are fine.
So there's Grace and the twins.
Oh, God, I hate Grace.
Yeah.
Hate her. Yeah.
tell us what you really think, Nathan.
Well, and then I also thought, what was on Giselle's feet? Did you see?
Nope.
Oh, I was hoping you saw it because it looked like leopard print slippers.
Yeah, she was wearing those slides.
Were they the same slides?
Maybe. I stopped looking.
They looked fluffier.
Oh, maybe. Maybe, yeah, she was wearing fluffy house
slippers.
It was
awful. I caught a glimpse of it and I thought, that's awful.
Look, I don't expect Giselle to have nice footwear. Nothing else is good. Except her face. Nothing else is pretty.
She's got a good face.
And she look, I don't mind her curly head weave when she's like got the headband in it. Mm. That weave's nice, but that straight one got to go. That short bob straight one. Oh, that got to go.
The coochie hair's got to go.
Oh, the coochie hair got to go.
And so then, like, her and Ashley and Dean sit down and they just talk about their, like, respective shitty partners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing too exciting happens.
No,
really.
I mean, Ashley did ask if Giselle was scared about Jamal living far away, i.e. would he cheat on her? And she did say that she was worried about it in the beginning but that she had to let it go. And Giselle started pulling faces when Ashley started breastfeeding. It's
wasn't
like,
that, like, that's not crazy behavior.
Three children.
She's done this
How
before.
Are you not used to seeing women breastfeed? I am, as a woman who has never had children and has never breastfed, about 2 years ago someone mentioned to me that people have a problem with women breastfeeding in public and I'm like, is that a thing? I didn't even know it was a thing. Who in their right mind would have a problem with it?
Right? I mean, last week you did have a problem with Wendy giving breastfeed to the kids.
No, that was giving the breast milk. And I look, I recognised and admitted that I'm the one with the problem that I was weirded out by it. I realise that's my problem, but it did gross me out. I'm admitting that.
Yeah.
But if she was breastfeeding her daughter, I don't give a shit.
Completely different. And why? Yeah, Giselle was just acting like it was cuckoo.
I know.
I was like, it's really not.
I don't like. That's not first lady behavior. Sorry.
No. And Ashley says how she wants to go on a pre-Christmas trip. She wants to go without Michael and she wants to go with the girls.
Yeah. Can we stop coming up with bullshit ideas about the cast trip? Just say we're going on a cast trip.
Yeah.
I'm the one that gets to announce this season that we're on the cast trip. That way everyone else can go, who's going to announce it? That can be the big surprise and the secret. Who's announcing the cast trip? We're not allowed to say. Oh, it's you.
I know.
And
because it's Portugal's pulled out of a hat. Like
production picked it.
Yeah, it's and got no connection to anything.
Nothing. And I think it's a great idea. We haven't been to Portugal.
Lovely. But have you ever been?
No, I've never been.
It's great.
You said you went to Lisbon.
I went to Lisbon. And I think they go to Lisbon in this one. Lisbon.
I don't know. I don't know where they go.
I don't know. It looks like it.
I think it was Lisbon. I think I caught a glimpse of the name, but it's not ringing a bell.
Mm.
So we'll get there.
Do like when she's like says that she thinks she'll be fine going away from Dean for a few days and she wants to make the effort to go through it. And like I think Giselle was even like, are you going to be okay being away for like 4 days? And I was like, I love that their trips are just like four or five days.
But I suppose, you know, when you're in America, it doesn't take 24 hours to get somewhere.
I know.
But then they get straight into shit. It's like you're jet lagged and you're having to go out to dinner and drink. No wonder they fight.
They fly business.
No wonder they all fight on their cast trips because they're all fucking jet lagged.
They're tired.
But I understand that they have the beds to lie down in, but not everyone can sleep on a plane.
Maybe that's why the New York girls just go to Miami now. No, maybe, we know why. We talked about why.
We know why.
Well, and then I was also thinking, why? Oh, so Monique's not invited. They talk about how no one else will go unless she doesn't invite Monique.
Fair enough.
It's a tough situation for Ashley, but that's what she's got to deal with.
That's right.
And then I was thinking when that scene happened, I was like, maybe Monique can't go because charges are filed against her and sometimes you can't leave the state.
Yeah, but then charges are filed against Candace.
That's
what
I'm thinking. What happened there?
I don't know.
Why is Candace allowed to leave?
But then, you know, she wasn't arrested.
Okay, yeah. So we need a lawyer onto the pod.
We do.
I just thought it's pretty dicey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it gets thrown out before the trip.
I agree with you. I thought the same. That same question ran through my mind also.
Yeah, I was like, logistics.
Yeah. Litigious logistics. Say that twice. Anyway.
Can't say it once. Yeah, so Giselle was very forthright in saying, I don't want to go anywhere with Monique.
I don't expect her to be anything other than that. When she has an opinion, that's it.
Made up her mind for sure.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, these are like 50-something-year-old women.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm 50-something, you ain't going to be telling me shit. Once I have an I'm going to be the same.
Yeah.
Like that's my opinion.
But she's like, this is the environment she created, talking about Monique. And I'm like, Candace kind of co-created it.
But yeah, look,
she beat her up. We got to live with that.
When someone says, I disagree with her completely because she beat the shit out of someone, you can't, there's no argument. I can have my opinion about who I like and who I agree with.
Yeah.
But I don't, and as I've said, I kind of agree with what everyone says. I know I'm on Monique's side, but I don't disagree with anybody's reasoning. So I can't, I'd be like, look, I want to invite her, but I know that none of you will come if I do. I wouldn't even say, I'd be like, what do you think if I invite her? And as soon as they say no, I'd be like, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. I do the same thing.
Yeah. So then we go to Camp Space for the hat line photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
Did you love that it was called Camp Space?
Yes. I loved that it was Camp Space, so I looked it up.
Oh, what have you got for me?
Nothing.
Not exciting?
It's just they call themselves a co-work and private event rental space. So you can basically
room for hire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's $110 an hour. And that's
can
about
Robin
it.
Afford that?
I don't. That's what I wondered. I thought, are we getting this done in 2 hours? Because on top of that, she would have hired the photographer, and on top of that, she wouldn't have paid the model. My guess is that the model would have done it for exposure.
Yeah.
Or it could have been to the point that, if it's on the show, I will pay you nothing. If it's not on the show but you're on my website, I might pay you this.
Yeah.
Like, they would have come up to some arrangement. My guess is that model wouldn't have been paid. She would have been able to use the ads and stuff on her social, which, of course, Robin would want, but they would also – it'd be like a collab.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, now that I think of it, if she did a collab with the event space – and with the photographer, so that she wouldn't physically have to pay for anything other than out-of-pocket expenses.
You've given Robin a lot of credit.
No, but that's what I would have organised.
Yeah. Would you have done it at a house for this hat photo shoot? Would you have gone to that space for
but
the
it's
photos?
But it's not a house. It's an event rental space.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the reason why you would do it in a place like that is because it would have been dressed. The set would have been dressed.
Ah.
So all of those little knick-knacky things that and the colour that added to the photos is all there. So you don't have to bring anything.
Right.
They would have had pillows and pretty little
so
deco.
So good for Robin.
Yeah. She wouldn't have paid for it. She wouldn't have paid for it. She wouldn't have paid for the photographer because everyone would be able to use those photos in their own promo.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether it ended up in the show or not, she's got all those personal followers.
Yeah.
They would have all done it for nothing.
Did you think that the model did look like Katie?
Yes.
She did, didn't she?
She totally, totally looked like Katie.
And I thought it was so funny when Ashley arrived, she's like, is that Katie?
Yep, she said the same thing. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, so you did find something funny this episode.
Look, I did. Like, now that we're talking about it, I found bits funny, but literally after the bit when Giselle says that the model looks like Katie, I literally wrote, I'm bored, this ep is boring.
Oh.
Watching it and writing notes.
It's a different.
Collectively, the episode was boring, but little one lines here and there I thought were funny, but they did not sustain me.
Like, I also thought it was funny that the model didn't know who Katie was.
That was hilarious.
She's like, I don't know her. Did the Mariah Carey?
I know.
And I'm like, they're doing Katie so dirty. Does Katie ever want to come back?
No. Well, she's already come back once. That was enough.
Yeah.
It's just not for her. Katie is very bright, but I also think she likes to be light and sort of head in the clouds a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That is not for these women. No. These women do not enjoy that. They don't entertain that. I'm sure Katie has lots of friends who love that about her. None of these women love that. No.
And then Wendy arrives and Giselle tells her about Karen's imitation.
Uh-huh.
And so then her and Robin both do an impersonation of the impersonation.
I know. I thought that was cute. But at the same time, when I was watching it, my first thought was, that's so shady. But I suppose
It's shady.
I think I haven't been watching this in the right spirit. I think I'm probably – I went with the seriousness of Monique and Karen's situations, and I'm feeling like everyone else is being bitchy. I think I need to get back to just enjoying everyone throwing shade at everyone.
Yeah.
So I'll be ready for that next episode. I promise. I promise.
I just couldn't watch them doing the slithering without laughing.
Okay, like. Yeah, fair enough. See, I thought it was like being slack to Karen, but see, now I think I should just go back to enjoying it for what it is.
Karen knows everything she says to Robin and Giselle is getting brought up to Wendy.
I know. Why am I taking it so seriously? Yeah. What happened to me? Maybe I got emotionally beat down by Candace.
Yeah, you got dragged.
I think I got dragged.
Emotionally dragged
by Candace.
They tell her also how Karen said she's not a medical doctor. And, like, they twist her words.
They do twist her words. And they do.
And Wendy's like, Karen's a hater. And I'm like, fuck off, Wendy.
Yeah, fuck off, Wendy.
It's like,
gone with the wind, Wendy.
As if you would be that pressed.
You know what you'd say? You'd go, and this is what she should say. Well, I got 4 degrees and she got 0, so fuck her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
And leave it at that.
And leave it at that. Like, take the high road with your higher education.
Right.
You know what? I want to fucking see these 4 degrees. I want to see the pieces of paper.
Well, just get in trouble. Be her child and get in trouble and you'll have to stare at it on the wall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
was it
you that was telling me that her husband isn't actually a practicing doctor?
That's what I'd read that his family were saying or something.
Oh, his family. Yeah, okay, fine.
Practicing lawyer.
Oh, he's a lawyer. He's not a doctor. That's right.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, you read the tabloids.
Yeah, okay.
the blogs.
We all know his family hate him, so.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, if my child chose Wendy, I don't know if I'd be into them either.
You'd cut him off.
I think I'm team, Eddie's family.
Yeah, I do like Eddie.
I love Eddie. I think he's great. I mean, I don't want to see Eddie every episode.
No.
But I don't mind when he pops in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not Maurizio.
No, Maurizio is the best.
When he's stoned off his face.
What do you mean when he's stoned? He's always stoned. I love him.
So good.
He's funny and he's level-headed.
Yeah.
Maurizio's entertaining.
He's entertaining.
I know. And so is their kids. Her kids are funny.
I don't like her kids.
I like them more than Kyle.
I hate Kyle.
I'd love to watch a show with just Maurizio and the kids. When she goes on holiday. Oh,
that would be good.
When she goes on holiday, I want to see.
Secret life of Maurizio.
And the kids. Because you know it's all going to be like bongs and pizza.
That would be fun.
That would be hilarious. The kids just running around in the backyard.
The dogs running around.
That's it.
Yeah, like, I'm on board with that. Running around with pizza
while he's sitting on the couch stone playing video games.
And it's great. And then Kyle comes back and does the splits and it's bad.
Totally.
Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle. Take your teeth with you.
And your ugly old hands.
Oh, actually, I have ugly old man hands. Look.
Oh, no. They're not man.
They're man. They're like no hands. They're like, I've got wrinkly fingers and no fingernails.
You can picture them playing chess in a park.
Oh, you're sweet.
I don't know if that was sweet. And Ashley arrives wearing...
well, I thought it was.
Ashley arrives wearing bowling shoes. Did you notice that?
What the fuck was with the bowling shoe? I don't know.
Yeah, and then Karen arrives and Wendy gives her the stink face. And I'm like, Wendy, why are you picking fights with Karen?
Stink face. What is she... Does she honestly think she can hold up to Karen? Is she a moron?
She started the season wanting to pick on Karen.
She did. She's like, I want to take down the Grand Dame. Because it ain't going to happen, bitch. She has no comeback. Every time she's arguing with someone, she says her one point over and over again. They shut her down. She finally hears that they've shut her down. And then she just sits there staring at them and goes, I think she thinks she's winning. She does think she's winning. And she ain't. This is probably why I started off hating her, because it's like, you got no comeback. Just sit down and shut up.
Especially with Karen, the clapback queen.
I know.
And like, even Giselle's good with a clapback.
Giselle is fine with a clapback.
Ashley can hold her own.
And Robin's basically always right, because she's probably not drunk. So I don't mind her. Actually, no, I've heard Robin with some comeback and it's like, yeah, that was some truth. So Robin can hold her own because she won't have an argument unless she believes she's right. To be honest, most of the women are probably on a, like they're buzzed, and I don't really get the sense that Robin gets buzzed.
No. Candace and Monique can't take a clap back because no. we've seen no. what happens there. No. They and can't take it.
Neither can Wendy.
No. And so then they do the photo shoot, which I got nothing to say about
nothing.
That.
Nothing. Let's just the
hats
move
are
on.
Ugly. I don't know. Have we said that the hats are ugly?
I don't think we have. Should we? The hats one more time. Are fuggles.
They're so gross. And then Ashley brings up the holiday idea mm-hmm. and ties it to her postpartum journey. And then she brings out the Portuguese flag as a hint.
Oh, my and, God. They're such morons. And the Candace American is like, is it China? The education system is something to be feared.
Right?
And not in a good way feared.
It's like that.
What is wrong with people? It's Portugal. It's not Myanmar.
I know.
No offense to those from Myanmar.
When
but
Wendy
it's
gets
Portugal.
It.
Portugal. How do you not know?
Ashley's like, oh, Wendy. And then Candace's like, is it Nigeria? And I'm like, why would you first, be going on a trip to Nigeria?
First, she thought it was China. Yeah, which sure.
A recognizable flag.
How do you not know the Chinese flag?
Candace is fucked.
Candace is a moron.
And Wendy says she only got it because she watches soccer. And I was like, oh, that explains why you're playing soccer in the living room.
How can you only get it because you are what you watch soccer?
Mate, Americans.
Oh, my God.
US Americans.
Miss, I have 4 degrees and I don't know what the Portuguese flag looks like.
So, no, Wendy knew.
It's a Western European country. Oh. Everyone knows all those countries.
Do you think Wendy was told? Like, do you think they were just there for like 10 minutes and then the producer said, Wendy, it's Portugal.
Oh, I didn't think of it like that.
That would be so funny. It was a funny scene.
I'm flabbergasted that out of 6 women, only one seemed to know, as you pointed out, after many minutes of silence,
yeah,
that it's the Portuguese.
You wouldn't
flag.
Want them on a trivia team.
No. Nope. Well, I already knew that. No. The only housewife I'd want on a trivia team is Carol Radziwill.
I was picturing Carol when you started talking.
Or Bethany. Bethany's smart.
Oh, she'd be too fucking annoying.
Yeah. But she'd be so loud if the other team got their answer in first, we wouldn't hear them. So that would make us win.
Yeah. And if she saw someone else on their phone. Yeah. So Ashley says Monique's not invited, so no one has to sleep with one eye open.
Yes. I like that.
And then Wendy starts wanting to clear the air with Karen.
Oh, yeah. Wendy says, before we go, I want to clear mm-hmm. the air, and that she's bothered with Karen, who says, why is that not a surprise?
I know. Karen just laughs.
Karen just clocked it and went, whatever. Yeah, bring it on.
Yep. And then Wendy calls out Karen for not having a degree, which I thought was fucking tacky.
So ignorante. I wonder if she knows what ignorante is.
Well, I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
And then she says she's not one to brag about her resume.
Oh, my God. She's not one to brag about having degrees. And I wished that one of the ladies would actually just start laughing out loud, because if that was me, I would have cackled.
There was some side eye happening.
There was side eye, but I would have actually laughed and went, Wendy, that is the funniest thing you've said all season. Right. Welcome.
And then they did the clip package of her bringing it up
multiple times.
It was so funny.
Yeah, that was just ridiculous.
She doesn't realise that she's a broken record.
She has no self-awareness. I was going to say you cannot be a housewife without having self-awareness, but no, that is a prerequisite for a housewife, not being self-aware.
But yeah, she's not funny enough.
No, she ain't no Ramona.
No.
This is why Ramona is funny and is constantly asked back, because her lack of self-awareness is just pure jocularity.
And lack of remorse.
Oh, Ramona's just funny. Like, as much as she kind of annoyed me this season, like I was getting bored of her shtick this season, watching this episode and watching these ladies, I'm like, where's Ramona?
She gets away with so much, but she's fun.
She's fun.
I'll never forget that time.
She's the funniest racist I've ever met.
She's such a she's so inappropriate. She's horrible.
Is she racist? Yeah, I would say so.
The way she talks to
she calls everyone a servant.
Yeah.
They're hotel staff. They're not servants. Oh. I mean, they are. We're all servants, though. Anyone
to her,
who has anybody who has a job is a servant. So this is why she calls them servants, because Ramona's never really had a job.
Ramona's ignorant, but I'd rather watch her than Wendy.
Yeah.
It's a different level of ignorance.
I shouldn't say Ramona hasn't had a job. She ran a business. She did have a job.
Wasn't she in like Sports Illustrated or something as a fitness model? Remember that?
Was it Sports Illustrated?
Something like that. Playgirl? No, not Playgirl. That's the Naked Men one. It was like one of those.
The Naked Men one. Oh, my God. You're so cute.
Anyway, back to Portugal. No, back to Karen back versus to Karen. Wendy.
So Karen says that she has a formidable institution of a business and a marriage. And Wendy says that doesn't mean anything.
What a cunt.
There it is. That's what she thinks of Karen.
Uh-huh.
She thinks that people who do not have a tertiary education,
yeah,
that their lives mean nothing.
Right?
That what they do means nothing. And Karen was so polite in what she said because what she meant was, bitch, I am 10 times richer than you. Sit your ass down with your fucking degrees.
And Wendy's like, it's such an accomplishment for a black woman to have a PhD. So therefore, everything you say against me is putting down black women. And I'm like, that... No, that's not what
she's
that is.
She's a moron.
She's a moron.
She's the smartest moron I've ever met.
And it had nothing to do with her having a PhD.
Nothing whatsoever. And then Wendy goes on to say that Karen doesn't even have one degree. And even Robin pulls a face at that BS retort.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what does that, again, what does that have to do with it?
Yeah. And Karen's like, that's all out of context anyway.
Totally.
Because she understands education even though she doesn't have a degree.
Like, exactly. I mean, Karen, like when she finally can get a fucking word in, says that every time the two of them fight is because Wendy's interpretation of what Karen has said to someone else is out of whack and that it's always taken out of context. And I love it with a hint of funk.
And she says, common sense is the saving grace. You can buy it and you can't buy it
and I've
got
it. I loved that. And that actually shut Wendy down.
Yeah.
Wendy didn't, she had nothing to say after that. And that's what I'm saying. If you only have a one note remark, there you don't have a clap back. That's not a clap back.
Nope. Nope.
And Karen says she thinks that Giselle was twisting her words, but I actually thought this was kind of incorrect. Karen said that Giselle twisting her words is an indication of something not being right with her relationship with Jamal. I think Karen's just been waiting to take a punt at Giselle and Jamal. And quite frankly, Giselle deserves it.
Yeah. Giselle would have said that whether she's the most comfortable with Jamal, whether she wasn't dating Jamal.
Absolutely.
Giselle wouldn't change. But like, you can't begrudge Karen for wanting to bring it up on camera,
no,
which
like,
is what Giselle always
like,
does.
She's like, you know what? She's been taking pot shots at me all season about this. She's been waiting to do this. I've got something I've been waiting to do.
Let her have it.
I agree. And the thing is, though, why I think it's going to be fun is because Giselle can take it.
Yes.
Both Giselle and Karen can take all their pot shots.
Mm-hmm.
They had their massive fight once and went, no, we know where we stand. We're not great friends, but both of us are great on the show and we can take it.
Great
which is why
on the show.
Which is why it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a stretch. It again, I think, like you said, it was just that was an excuse for Karen to be able to now bring up what her thoughts are about Giselle and Jamal.
Giselle does it to everyone else.
Giselle does it to everyone
else. So
she
can cop it.
And then Wendy goes on blah, blah, blah. Yes. And Karen says, okay, let me show you what I did so you can see I wasn't really making fun of you. I was laughing with you, not at you. And then she does the slither
down the steps.
And then all the ladies do it in like this little conga line. And of course, Wendy has to laugh. She's got no other recourse.
Well, before Karen says, you slithered. And she goes, no, I sauntered. It's like, bitch, you slithered.
You did not saunter. There was nothing sexy about what you did. If she just turned around and went, I just had a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm present. And look at me. I look fabulous. I'd be like, you go.
Yeah.
She just needs to find the subtlety in her game. And potentially she may, after reviewing herself this season, if she does a turnaround next season and go, look, I saw myself, I get why you people were saying what you said, and I'm going to change that, as many housewives have done, and they come back season two better than ever, and I love them.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that's the case, because if I have to put up with this another season.
I know. It was funny when she said, slither your ass to Portugal.
Yes. That was funny. Oh, and then we get,
two days later.
I wasn't that excited about it because, again, I already knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, so Monique. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's just pretty much the headline of Monique pressing counter charges against Candace.
Second-degree assault, though, for the same thing,
which is
hilarious. And then Candace says, tell us what she says.
Fuck that rusty-ass bitch.
What did she expect? And even Chris tries to calm her down and says, this is what we were expecting. Like, our lawyers have told us to expect this.
She's
basically.
Like, yeah, but now I'm on camera.
Yeah.
It's
in
just
her,
like this stupid
ass
rat.
Gown.
She's just
in a sad ass dressing gown.
It was sad.
like with a full beat face, full weave done, and a dressing gown. Like,
yeah, why was she so fuming?
And she was talking to Chris like she was talking to Monique. You have no scruples. You have nothing. You look stupid. And I'm like,
it
bitch.
It's so awkward.
Who looks stupid? Excuse me?
And Monique's right. Like, what else? What other option did she have?
She calls Monique a sociopath. I'm like, really? Who's the sociopath?
I know.
And then thank God next time we're in Portugal.
Thank God.
I don't know why I feel the need to say it like that. I don't speak Portuguese. I don't even know if that's how they say it.
Portugal.
I don't know.
So yeah, we get a glimpse of that lingerie party and we see Candace's whole ass.
She's crawling around the floor with her ass hanging out. Hello. Why don't you go and fuck your husband, who apparently says he's not getting much these days.
Oh, yeah.
So why are you crawling around on the floor in front of the ladies? It's like Candace is desperate to be liked. So she does things to entertain others but doesn't realise that they're laughing at her and not with her.
She's annoying as fuck.
So annoying. Basically, all the ladies are having individual fights at the dinner table.
Yeah.
But then we kind of go back. Because Candace is in that fucking same outfit with the pussycat. He's saying, F you, Ashley, F you. And then Ashley's on the bed on her own saying she wants to go home because she's crying because we know that she can't find Michael.
Uh-huh.
That was like five episodes ago we saw this and we're still not there. It's kind of like
it was that mid-season trailer thing.
They gave us a lot
in
the first half of the season and now they're just drawing it out.
Yeah, I think the fight happened with too much of a gap between the trip.
They should have just cut all this shit out.
Yeah, they could have.
Last two episodes, they could have condensed it into one episode.
We didn't need to see Candace at the puppy farm.
No.
Or the sip and see was fun, but
yes.
Could have cut it down.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They could have condensed.
They could have cut out a lot of these scenes. Like, I get we needed to talk about Monique in the podcast because of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't need to see Monique at the podcast afterwards. What we could have had is events or get-togethers where they're discussing it.
I forgot all about the podcast, live podcast recording.
See?
Forgot all about it.
Because Karen wasn't there, so who cares?
Yeah, that's true. Karen's carrying this season.
Oh, thank fuck for Karen and Ashley.
Uh-huh.
Even Ashley with her postpartum and like walking baby Dean everywhere. Karen and Ashley, that's it.
And Candace Monique did give us a really good episode.
Yeah,
and at least Robin's got tax problems. It's just Wendy and Giselle that suck.
Pretty much.
Like Giselle's shit this season.
Are they keeping Giselle around because they know Jamal's going to cheat on her and it's going to make for a good season when that happens, i.e. next season probably?
I don't know because she sort of is resigned to the fact that he's going to do that, right?
You reckon?
Yeah. Probably. She pretty much said that in the couch with Ashley. She's like, yeah, I've sort of gotten over my worries.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Not meaning I'm not going to worry about it.
I took that as that she was like worrying about nothing. But you're saying that she's not worrying about it because she knows he's going to stick his dick in something anyway, so why stress?
I think so.
Okay, that is the best thing of this whole episode.
I mean, or it's just the fact that it's no use worrying about it because it probably will happen.
Wow.
And if it happens, then I'll worry about
it. Okay, now I'm loving this episode just for that. Thank you. All right.
But yeah, we're back on track.
I'm going to get into a next episode. I'm going to let go of who I'm worried about and just watch it for the fun.
Go into the mindset that you're also on a cash trip. You're on holiday with them.
I'm on vacanza.
You're on vacanza. You're not Monique stuck back at home with T'Challa.
Totally. And I think that's the thing. We've gotten a lot of kids this episode, this season. I don't give a fuck about the kids.
I know.
And now I'm like totally on it with Robin, who was drinking at the park with the kids. I'm like, yes, bring that shit back. All right, we're done.
All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.